When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I knew it. Another Heard At Media production.
Hi!
How are you?
I'm so happy to see you.
Happy to see you too!
How long?
I know. It's been like forever, right?
I mean, how many years do you think? Four? At least three.
Yeah, it's been an eternity.
Because I've had side piece for four, and I'm probably sure that once I started side piece, I started stalking you. So we're probably closer to four. Look, we've been talking since freaking, I mean, way back when your dog, remember your dog passed?
My dog. I'm like, I've been through it all, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I was just asking about my dog the other day. It was so funny because a lot of people don't know my dogs are gone. And so my last dog, which was my baby, they were like, "So how's Louie?" And I'm like, "Louie's gone."
No, they did. They didn't know.
And then they got to tell a story because I used to carry the dog with me and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you don't bring your dog with you anymore. Yeah, I can't. I mean, I can't.
That's sad. Yeah. Have you, like, are we replacing it with?
No. You know, like, after the second one, I literally went into a depression.
I know. You were really.
I was just like, this is the streets, the dog, you can get another one. I said, no, I'm not doing that again.
You were rough. I mean, it was like, look, I was trying to, like, FaceTime you every day. I was checking you, like, 15 times a day. And I felt so bad. I mean, listen, it's just a dog. Like, that's annoying. That's a family member.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
And I was tempted to go get one that looked just like him so I could just transfer the emotions. Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on? Oh, by the way, you said champagne room.
Yeah.
You still have it? It's still.
Well, my rendition of it, because, like, I have all the furniture from the champagne room. So, you know, it's just my rendition of it. It's not as nice as that other room because, like, the other room, I had, like, the champagne, the unit made custom made, and then I had my custom made chandelier that I tried to steal, and the realtor was like, they won't notice. So I went and bought, like, another chandelier, and the first thing they did when they came in for the walkthrough, they went straight to the champagne room. They were like, chandelier.
No.
I had to bring it back.
Dude, yeah. That's how dope. Did you think that when you're like, I'm making a champagne room and I'm putting on the show, that it would like blow up to like the champagne room?
I really did not. I mean, I thought it blew up to me. I mean, it meant something to me. So I didn't know it's going to be such a big deal though. I'm thinking it's just a champagne room where I'm going to sip champagne when my friends come over. And it was a big deal. And I'm like, wow.
Huge. By the way, that's better than most, like, that's better than, like, most of the apartments I've ever lived in. Like, ever. That thing, I would have lived there and paid rent just living there. As opposed to some of the shithole places I've ever lived in. And by the way, while I'm paying rent living there, I'm getting drunk all day. So well, you're just like, I'm building this room because I love champagne that much. And I need to.
And I mean, unfortunately, I was drinking champagne every day. So it's like, I might as well have a place to drink it, you know? So I was just like, I'm going to drink it every day. So I might as well have an environment that's festive that I can, you know.
You normal folks, you stay in the kitchen and drink your drink. I'm going with my champagne and my champagne room. I love it. You know, I was like, of course, there's a million things that I want to talk about and whatever, but I was like, I got to know two things right off the bat. I got to know a champagne room. Uh-huh. And two, I have to know what the hell happened with massage turn. Do you want your vag massaged? Massage.
Okay. You know, but the real question is, how did that get translated into Charisse buys sex? I'm like,
when you leaned up, I thought you were going to fly off the couch and go over to her.
I'm like, these millennials, their mindset's just so... Really? No. So it's a true story. I used to go to this Ayurvedic place for years. And so the guy who used to be a doctor, amazing. And I would go and he was so good. And like my body was like putty. I didn't want to get up. I just wanted to just go to sleep, you know? So I said to him one day after years of going to him, I said, you know, I hate leaving. I just want to go to sleep. And he's like, you know, I do house visits. I'm in your area all the time. And I said, shut the front door. I said, okay. So We did a house call and it was a little weird. So when he came, he asked me, was anybody home? I said,
oh my God, no, he did not.
I was home by myself, right? So I said, yeah, my son's here. And so, you know, we're getting ready to do the set. He sets up. Right before we do the massage, he said, he said, did you think somebody was here? And I'm like, yeah, my son's here. He's like, it's so quiet here. And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, he asked me like three times, like, is somebody in the house? Which I thought was so bizarre. So that made me feel a little weird. But the massage was great. So when he was leaving, he's letting me know his different services. And he said, well, and he had packages and all this stuff. So he says,
and he had a package for you.
Different. Well, he had all kinds of packages, but then he says, and I also do vaginal massages. And I said, vaginal? And he said, yeah. He said, well, you know, a lot of places here in the States, in some places it's illegal, but, you know, I do offer them. And I'm like, okay, but no, thank you. And then I thought about the questions about people, you know, asking me who's here. I just never invited him back to give me a massage.
Did you say what actually entails in your package of vag massages?
It wasn't a package for vaginal. He just offered different massage packages, but just one of his services was vaginal. Like, you know, just like you can get a hot stone massage, you can get a vaginal massage.
That sounds illegal in every state, in every country. And That also sounds like sexual intercourse to me, but I mean, we can call it a vaginal massage, but like semantics here.
Right.
Are you kidding? Was he hot?
No, wasn't a hot guy. Oh. But very good. He was a great masseuse though. Massage therapist, excuse me. He was amazing at that, but no, God rest his soul. He actually died of COVID.
Oh my gosh.
He actually was a nice guy. I don't think he was being weird. I think he was really offering a service. I was divorced and maybe thought I was a lonely divorced woman. Needed some help down there. I don't know.
Let's get you back in action, baby. I can be the man to do it.
You know, this thing may not be getting any action. Let me help her out.
Okay. So speaking of action, what action, what's happening? Uh-huh. Lady, any men?
You know, I have a friend. I have a friend and the friend, he lives in another country. He lives in Canada. But we're just good. We're really, really, really good friends.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I know that. I used to have really, really good friends before I was married. Surprisingly, Charisse, my really, really good friends before I was married, they offered vaginal massages.
Okay. Well, that's appropriate.
Is it hard? You have to know everybody around you. Is it like, I've been there, I've done it, like I know these people. How do you find like fresh meat to like, go out with?
Oh no, it's hard. Like the dating scene sucks. Like at first I was a little excited about dating. I don't know why. I just thought everyone pumped me up. Like all my friends pumped me up. Like at first it was like, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't dated since I was, you know, in my 20s, early 20s at that. So it was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And they're like pumping me up, Sharice, they're all going to want you, you know, you're hot and you're this and you're that, you know? So I'm like, I am.
I must go, baby. Go.
Yeah, but so then when I finally mentally was ready, I was like, yes, I'm ready. I go out, I'm ready. And I'm like, there's nothing out nothing. Here. Like nothing. It's so freaking hard. And the weird thing is, young guys try to talk to me. It's always young guys that try to talk to me. I was in Whole Foods just a couple days ago. This guy had to be the age of my son. And I'm saying to him, I have a son your age. And he's like, it doesn't matter. Age is a number.
I'm down.
Okay. I said, what if I told you I'm in a relationship? He says, I love competition. I'm like, you got to answer for everything. But it's like, what am
DJ
I gonna
balls.
Do? Yeah. Like, what am I going to do with somebody in their 20s? Like, seriously, what are we going to talk about? Like,
you're not talking. This is not about talking. We don't need deep, conversations with them. We need something else with them. Yeah. But this has to be. I mean, plus, like with the show and people on the show, it's like, you know, I feel like every episode of Potomac, it's always like, well, word on the street, word on the street. Word on the street. I'm like, how does anyone get away with anything? I feel like there's eyes and ears around everybody for everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Cause like, even like with me, I always tell guys, don't get too close to me. Cause if you just get too close, you're my boyfriend, you know, cause everyone's going to suspect that we're dating. It's weird. It's a weird field and it's hard actually. Cause a lot of guys don't want to deal with anyone that's on reality TV, you know, the guys that I'm interested in anyway, you know, they don't want to do any a reality person. Then you have the guys that are, they think about who I was married to and, oh, these big shoes you got to fill and all that. So then you got that to worry about. The pickings are so slim, you know.
So what if you were like, do people come up to you and always recognize you, like the guys?
Oddly enough, it's surprising. Yeah. But I think in most cases when guys do know me, they're watching the show with their girlfriend or their wife. Like, I just don't. So when they say when they're like, oh yeah, watch a show, I'm like, go do you.
Yeah. With whom? Exactly. Like you're sitting down on your Sunday night watching Real Housewives of Potomac. Dude.
Yeah. I'm watching it with my sister. Oh really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, so then, but what if you like met someone and they're like, the show? No, I like you. I actually really like you. Let's do this thing. Let's give it a try. But I can't have you a part of the show.
If I had that scenario?
Yeah. Like what would you?
I haven't had it, but if I were in a situation and the guy, if there was potential and the guy was the one, I would consider that. Yeah.
You would?
Oh, hell yeah.
Would you want to get remarried again?
I would. Yeah. I love getting married. Yeah. I'm a wifey material.
You are a wifey. So you were married. I can't believe how many seasons ago this is.
Forever. Eight. This is the eighth.
And did you yourself bring everyone together?
I was the first person they came to, and I was trying to cast the show in Potomac. Didn't go too well. Because like this area is very conservative. So I told them, I said, it's going to be very hard, but I gave it the good college try. People hear that the wealthy women will just say that for the most part, either their husbands, mostly their husbands didn't want them to do it, or they weren't interested. A lot of them weren't interested. But a lot, the ones that were interested, their husbands didn't want them to do it. So I was like, now I could do some people that don't live in Potomac. So
you had to go outside.
Yeah.
And you had already known Robin.
Yeah.
And yeah. Robin was already cool with Giselle, right?
Well, they had been that. I had actually introduced them. They had known of each other, but I had introduced them because I thought they'd be good friends because they were, you know, had similar characteristics and backgrounds and things of that nature. And they really became closer on the show, actually. But yeah, that they knew each other before the show. Yes.
And you knew Karen?
Not really. I knew of Karen.
Did you try to find her today?
No, Karen was, people thought she was my friend because she was at a table of mine. I had, every year I do this fundraiser and she was sitting at my table, one of my tables. And they thought she was a friend of mine and someone recommended her based on that. And so when the casting person was like, your friend Karen, I was like, I don't know anybody named Karen. And so it went on for a couple of weeks. And then I remembered her because I was introduced to her in the salon one day. But that's the extent of our relationship prior to the show.
So I don't know.
But Giselle knew Karen because they were in an organization together. So the two of them.
Oh, they did. So that was the, okay. And then Giselle with Robin, you and Robin. And you knew Giselle?
Yeah, Giselle and I were good friends.
You guys were good friends. And then where the hell did Ashley come from?
Production found Ashley.
Oh, so she legit was like walking into like newbie. Like she was legit like a new one walking into the Tiger's dungeon.
Yeah.
Were you happy when they casted Karen and Ashley?
I thought our season one cast, I thought they were an amazing cast.
Honestly. Dope.
It was dope. I still do.
And then two, you bring on Monique. Like, were you, you know how they always now it's like, oh, they're friends.
Yeah.
Were you legit friends?
No, I didn't know her, but they had three ladies that they were looking at. So they asked me to like have lunch and finagle with the three women and decide basically which one of the three was the best fit. So Monique was my choice.
No way.
Not my choice, but not my, you know, I'm not the decision maker, but that's the one that I thought was the best fit out of the three ladies. Yeah.
But then you two, you and Monique end up legit becoming good friends, right?
That was my little sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are you now with her?
She hates me.
Why? Did I miss it?
You know, a lot of people hate me.
What? Oh, sure.
Say that. All right. That's just a thing that goes on, you know.
Wait, did I miss something?
You hate me. Huh?
What? Why? Did I miss something?
I missed it too. Whatever it really was, like allegedly, I said things that I didn't say, and I said things that I didn't say, and she believed it, and it went a whole
snowball
thing. That I mean, so yeah.
Do you ever see her? Like, if you ran into her, would it be weird?
I mean, I would hope it would be cordial. Like, I would say hi. I mean, because I really cared for her as a person. You know, I loved her family. You know, it was unfortunate, you know, the way it went down. Because, like, one thing about me is I legitimately care for my friends. I developed a genuine love for my friends. And I legitimately loved her and her family, you know. So when it went down the way it did, it was disappointing and hurtful for me, honestly. I don't think it bothered her so much, but for me, it was hurtful because, you know, I felt like I was being accused of things that I didn't do. And my character was assassinated in the process unnecessarily, you know, and it just was, it was very hurtful, you know, but you live and you learn, you know, it's unfortunate, but I still have good feelings for her. I wish her the best with everything. I still think she's a great person. You know, it just was an unfortunate circumstance that transpired.
That, and so people just got in her ear.
Yeah. And the thing was, I told her that they were going to try to tear us apart. I told her in advance.
But, and look.
Yeah. That's how these reality shows, you know, that's how they're made. You know, you fight, you break up, you fight, you break up. Things are planted and, you know, and some people don't get it.
Do you think had you met her and you had the relationship you did with her and you really loved her and you guys were not doing the show, that you would still be cool and friends to this day?
I don't know. I really can't answer that question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. No. You know, because like, I think one characteristic that she and I both share is that, and it's not a good characteristic, but like usually when I'm done with the person, I'm just
fucking done. Like, bye.
You know, I just move on. And it's not I move on not with ill feelings or anything. I just move on, you know?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, like, is that where you are with Karen? You've, like, I'm done. I moved on. There's no going back. This book is closed.
The thing with Karen was always weird to me.
I don't even get it. I'm, like, trying to sit here, like, what started it?
I'm just over trying to figure that one out. Yeah. I don't care anymore. It's, like, it's just weird, you know.
So when you come back, you know she's going to be around. Are you like, oh my God, now here we go. There's a chance of another fight. Do I need the stress? Are you like, you know what? That isn't as big as a benefit and a positive as it is being around the other people on the show. So that's why I'm doing it.
Well, the thing is, she was the only one out of the entire group that had an issue with me, you know? Yeah. So I could go exist with everyone. She's just not there, you know?
Do you think, I just snorted because this is so good. Do you think like literally like the nail in the coffin for you two was when you're like, raise the bill black, the black.
But she really believed that at that time. She really did. Just like she's in her head believes she's the grand dame. I mean, it is crazy, but that's how some minds think, you know?
Dude, what do you think is the shadiest thing that you've ever like thrown out there on the show? Like one of your best, you're like, okay, it might not have been the best thing, but like that was, damn, that was a good one.
I don't know. I mean, I will say in a case of her, something I regret that I said was that time at Robin's bachelorette party, and I was a little tipsy, and I said the thing about her in the bathroom or whatever. I said, I wish I never said that. I really do. I wish I could take that back. That was not cool.
That's a take back.
That I was
because it wasn't back. True. Or you just like shouldn't have just thrown it on camera.
It wasn't true. I said I wish I didn't say it. I wish I had said it. I never lie. I just wish I never said it.
See, the word on the street, I feel like you guys can't get away with anything. Like, you're going to know everything that's happening here. Giselle's going to hear from her people. Ashley's going to hear from her, like, everyone. And then what do you...
This place is so small. They're so small. It's just small. It is. You really can't do nothing.
You know what? It was super sweet. Then I remember Robin, she was like, she said something about you towards the beginning, how you were like the most gracious or the most, like the nicest NBA. Yeah. Like that was super sweet. Oh, and that you throw the dopest parties.
I do.
Which you do. You ain't lying. So like you guys are that close still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you knew Juan before the show.
Yeah. My ex-husband, that's how I know Robin. Juan played for my ex.
So seeing them, because they've had some rough patches and rough years and rough things that happened to them. Was it harder for you? Because you're like, these aren't just like my friends on the show. These are legit my friends that I've had for a very long time that I've been close with both of them.
Yeah.
Was it harder for you, like, seeing all this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, even that scene we did, that was, like, so tough. It was so hard to do. That's why I was so emotional, you know, because they're my family. When it comes to Robin and Juan, that's family to me. Juan is my little brother, you know. They're family. And so to watch her go through things, all of it, not just that stuff was out there, any of the stuff that's transpired, even with some of the ladies, the stuff that's gone on, you know, it hurts me as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to watch your friend hurt. Anytime you see your friend hurt or to be misrepresented in any kind of way, it affects you too, you know? So that's the unfortunate part. You know, the special thing about Potomac is that we do have authentic friendships. And because of the authentic friendships, you will get the real emotions, you know, and I think that's what makes the show special. A lot of these shows, they just have these women that are all unrelated. And when you're unrelated, you don't care what you say about somebody.
Right, totally.
They respect you, you know, and you'll go for the dagger and you could care less, you know, but with this group, you have real feelings and you know, genuine love for one another. So, you know, sometimes it's very hard.
Was there a time though, as a friend, and I know you love Juan too, but like watching anything, seeing anything, hearing anything that you were like, okay, Robin, maybe this isn't the best move. Maybe you do need to like be free and like live your own life and not be with Juan.
No.
You always wanted them together.
Never. Always. Always. I'm team family every day, all day. And I believe people should do what makes them happy. Robin has to live her life for Robin. You know, Robin can't live her life for Sharice or anybody else. Robin has to wake up every day with Robin, you know, and if Robin's happy, you know, that's all that counts. Cause if she wakes up trying to please everybody in the world, she's going to be one miserable person.
Totally.
You know, totally. So if she left Juan to please everybody in America, then what is that doing? You know, they have a great family unit, actually. You know, they're raising two amazing children. And to me, that's more important than anything.
So then when people come for her, because she is like sister to you, you're so close, you love her. When people on the show come for her, like, we just saw at the crab boil, like she and Candace getting into it. Is that hard for you to like see people attacking her?
You saw me bringing on a table.
And that was anger because Candace kept coming for her, or that they were both fighting?
That anger was just because I'm so tired of the fighting, period.
Yeah.
You know, the whole season, there's been fighting, so much fighting. And I was just hoping at some point this group was going to come together, you know, and it just never happened. And I just was hoping for it so much. And I was hoping, you know, that day, like we could have had like just a little bit of hope, and it just got ugly. And you know, when you're watching the show, of course they edit it so much. So it was more to that. So when I look like the craziest person, but they were arguing so much, and I just got so upset about it all. you know,
like, I'm over this. Stop it. Yeah. And you that's what you said. Like, stop. This is insane.
Right.
Like, both of you.
Yeah. So, you know, and I care for Candace too. I care for both of them. Obviously Rob and I go way back, but I just don't like watching the whole deterioration of the group that has transpired has just gotten so toxic, you know, and being the person who initially worked hard to get the group together in the first place, which I thought, it's funny, like when this show first started, I didn't even want to do the show. I said I was not interested, but I will help you cast, right?
No, you said this to the casting people in the production company?
So I'm gonna help you cast a show. You would have thought they were paying me. I was having meetings in Starbucks with people. I had casting parties. I mean, I was just doing a whole thing. They weren't paying me nothing. I was just doing the most with this thing. But it was like an outlet to me. It was fun, you know. I just turned it into like a hobby. It was just a good time. So I did a lot to make this thing happen. And I still, even when I was away from it, I've always felt it like it was my baby, you know? So to come back into it and there's all this toxicity, it just broke my heart, you know? So for two seasons, not just this season, but last season as well, I've come back to this broken place. And so I was overwhelmed with being upset.
Of course. And it showed, I didn't think, but again, like I am looking at it from the jump, right? Like knowing how close you've always been with Robin, knowing that they've been fighting like this nonstop on social media, in person, off camera. Like at some point,
we used to have so much fun in the beginning. Like there was shade, but it was like fun shade and it was lighthearted. And it was just, we had fun, you know, we had fun. Now the thrill is gone. It's like, there's no fun. It's like every time you come into a scene, it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like, oh my God, who's going to get told off today?
No, I was literally going to ask you if you thought that the show now is a different show that you started with.
Way different. Totally different. It's not fun at all. It used to be fun. This thing is just not fun.
Do you think there's like a common denominator to the not fun in all these fights? Or do you think it's just like over time, so much shit has happened and it's all intertwined and it's like, how do you get it untangled?
I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that.
Can I say a letter of a name?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
See, that's sad though. So you're doing this. It is like your baby. It's been around for so long. And by the way, I remember when you guys first started, people were like, Potomac.
I know.
What is this thing? You know, it's going to crash like DC. Yeah. They did. I remember. And you know what? I remember sitting with Bravo, somebody up at Bravo having a conversation. I think it was season two. Mm-hmm. And she was Rachel Smith. Mm-hmm. And who like helped start Potomac with you. And she was like, and I didn't know at the time that she did. I just knew she worked for Bravo. And she was like, tell me, cause you know, Bravo, what's your favorite franchise? And I'm like, dude, Potomac is jamming. And she was like, really? Cause there's only like season two. She's like, I helped you do that. I'm like, there's something about it that's different. It's not like trashy, like, we're just going to fight all the time. There are like the, you know, like the shade, like you said, back and forth, but it's not like, and it's not like uppity and, you know, look at my fashion and this and that. It's real, but with like personality.
Yeah.
And I was like, something about from Potomac just grabbed me from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And it's been I agree. I feel like it's a different beast right now.
Yeah, it is.
But what made you're doing all these castings, you're basically casting the show.
Helping.
What made you be like, you know what? Well, shit, I'll do it.
Oh, wow. So there was a conversation where they were like, Shreesh, you're like the glue to all this. We really want you to do it. And so was half joking. To my ex, we were having a conversation. I'm being totally transparent with you. My marriage wasn't in a good place. Okay. So DC also approached me. My ex did not want to do DC. So that's why I didn't do DC.
When a blessing Potomac approached me, huh? A blessing in disguise.
Yeah. So when Potomac approached me, I knew he was going to not want to be a part of it. So I said to him, thinking he would say he didn't want to do it. And then I would say, well, then we need to work on this marriage. We need counseling. We need this and, you know, all the things that make the marriage work. Instead, he said, well, if you want to do it, you can, but we'll probably get a divorce. And I was like,
is that the first time he ever said anything about divorce?
First time he ever said divorce, the word divorce in his life. And I was like, what? That didn't go according to plan, you know? And so I thought about it. And I'm like, well, this guy, to me, you know, I received that as you're already checked going out. Mm-hmm. You know? And for me, I gave up my career. I used to sell pharmaceuticals. I gave up my career to support your career because we moved several times, you know. What am I going to do? Work at McDonald's? what's going on in my life, you know? Okay. So I had met with the people in New York and I told them, I said, what he said. And I still was at the point of not doing the show. And they were like, well, Charisse, we got you. You know, if you do it, we got you. We got your back. You know, we're here for you. Da da da. So, you know, I thought about it and I said, well, he's checked out. They got my back.
And screw it. Let's do it.
That's why I did it.
But were you like, holy shit? I'm asking you a question about a show and all of a sudden you throw out the D word.
Right.
And you, in your mind, were you still like, I'm in it? Like, this is our marriage. We're together. We're in.
I didn't want a divorce. Even though I decided to do the show, I still didn't want a divorce. I wanted my marriage, you know, and it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I still was in denial that I was getting a divorce. Didn't want one. At the time, he was in L.A. He had a one-year contract. So he was in L.A. season one. I was here. But on the show, they already said I was getting a divorce when I really wasn't. I wanted my marriage. But ultimately, you know, we ended up getting a divorce.
Do you think that, like, then you saying yes was a blessing in disguise to, like, helping to end it?
Yeah. Because I think had I not done the show, I would have prolonged my divorce.
Yeah.
You know? I still maybe would have been married, but I would have been miserable.
Season one, then going into it, he was already like, you're doing it. Then I'm like, we're done though, essentially.
Yeah.
But then you really wanted to try to still make it work.
Right.
Yeah. And then season two, same thing, but it was already two. It was done.
Well, the thing was I was physically still living in Maryland. He was living in LA and then he got a job in New Jersey. So we're living separate, but you know, New Jersey wasn't too bad because I could, you know, we're back and forth.
Yeah.
But you know, then he had a girlfriend.
In LA?
Well, I think he initially had the girlfriend when he was in LA.
How'd you find out?
Because I had FBI trainings and my former life. And so
I would never fuck with you ever. Ever. Every time I'm like, why are they coming for? Like, why are you doing that? Like, just pick somebody else. I would be, and I feel like I'm tough and I can take it. I would be scared shitless to go up against you. Okay. Period. The end. But oh my gosh. So then is that why you're like, listen, this has just been a lot these last two seasons. I needed to get my life together. I'm going to just like put a pause on the show.
Well, it was a lot. So season three, my marriage wasn't moving fast enough, but my divorce wasn't moving fast enough for them. So they made me a friend. But here you're still dealing with a person who really doesn't want to get a divorce, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and then they want me to, you know, get divorced, start dating, get married again, and all that stuff. And I just felt like it was, I had children that were also getting a divorce, you know, and no one's thinking about my children and what they're going through. So my focus was my kids, you know, and I didn't care about, I wasn't willing to do everything I needed to do to secure myself with the show.
Right.
You know, and, you know, people kept saying, well, if you want it back, you gotta do this, you know, you can get that champagne glass back if you do this. And I just, my kids needed me and that was my focus.
You're a good mom, Charisse. You're a good mom. I don't think would do that. I think a lot of people would do a lot of things to be a housewife.
Yeah. And I was hoping that it could have been different. I was hoping that the show could have been more supportive of my divorce, me going through divorce. I just didn't felt that it was supporting me the way I needed to be supported, you know? It was just too much. Yeah, I had a fireman boyfriend, all this stuff. You know, it's just like, I'm going through a lot. I couldn't deal with all the crap, you know, and it was just too much, you know? And, you know, sometimes you just have to, I don't know.
Take a step back and see what's important. Yeah. Yeah. Who from the show, other than Robin, was super supportive and a great friend during all your divorce stuff? Or was anybody?
I would say Giselle.
Yeah.
Giselle, Robin, Ashley. Yeah.
They were helpful getting you through it.
I mean, I got myself through it. I'm not a person who wants people to like
feel bad for and
I like to deal with stuff on my own. You know, they would call me and want to take me out and stuff like that. Like we would go to dinner and stuff like that periodically, but for the most part, I just wanted to do my own thing on my own. And that's how I chose to do it.
Well, so now you're divorced. They wanted you to get divorced. You're single. You're ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a point or a time, or do you want to come back on? Like,
that's no longer an option.
It's not.
No, I'm too old. Too old. Yeah.
You're saying that.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Serious. They like, well, I guess, you know, they like childbearing people. I'm beyond that stage. You know, I guess for.
Like legit told you that shit to your face.
Yeah.
Oh. That's brutal.
Basically, they're looking for younger people for Potomac. Because like in other franchises, it's different. But for Potomac, they want the younger women who, you know, with young families and all that. So I don't fit that criteria. I guess my life is over. Y'all might just put me in the ground. Because there's no more.
Where's your walker?
No more left in my life.
Are you really filming at your house? Or are you in like a senior citizen living center here, Charisse? I mean, are you kidding? That is
over.
After they said that to you, then why were you like, you don't want to be like, F you, I'm not coming back at all? Are you,
you know, that's a good question. I don't know, honestly.
Because it's your bait. Probably if you hadn't literally birthed it.
I still feel invested in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and there's things about it that I still want. I would still do, even if I wasn't a part of it. Like, I still would help it from, even if I wasn't a part of it. Like, I even offered to do things not being on it. Like, I don't have to be on it to still make it look good. Like, yeah. I want it to be the best show. I want it to have all the bells and whistles. I want them to step it up a little bit in the lux department, you know? I would help them with everything. And I would do all the work and let somebody else get credit just to make it look good, you know? So that part, because I do want it to succeed. I really do. With or without me. I really want it to succeed.
Do you think it's like going down like no turning back?
No, I think they have, I think they could turn it around. Just things would have to be done to turn it around, but they can turn it around. I mean, they could be turned around.
That like angers me about that. Like, you started it and they're like, sorry, lady. We want you single. Now you're single, and now you actually, never mind. We don't want it. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, that's frustrating, but I mean, I can limit.
I've always felt like I could have done better if I was on a different franchise.
What franchise would you go to if you had?
I think I could have done better on any other franchise than Potomac, but Potomac is my show. But I think. Any of them other than
why you say that?
I just feel that way. I don't know.
Like, do you think they not gave you like a good edit, like a good, like, this is really who Charisse is?
Yeah, I've always felt like that from day one.
What do you think they edited you to like be?
Like, I just always feel like, I just really feel like the first focus was always my marriage, my divorce, and that's it. And I would always say, I'm more than this. Like, I do so much, you know? And I wanted it to be my real person. And there was never an interest in that. There was never, like, season three, I went into the studio, I did a song. They weren't interested in me going into the studio doing a song, you know? But then you're interested in other people going into the studio, but not Charisse, you know? There was a lot of things that I would bring, that suggestions of my life that I wanted to share, but they were never interested in it. So, you know, whereas I think other people would have found it interesting, you know?
So what's like one thing looking back that you think that they missed the mark about you?
Everything.
Like about who you are?
Everything. I really feel underrepresented on that show.
But yet you still keep coming back. Look at it. That's how dedicated you are to this baby.
Yeah. Let's see how long that lasts.
Well, no. Is there a time that you're like, I'm just walking away for good? I don't need this. Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, one thing about me, I'm a very spiritual person. So I don't have any regrets about anything that happens in my life. I believe that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. So I don't have regrets about anything. I don't blame anybody for anything that's happened, because I believe that things are supposed to happen the way it's supposed to, you know? And so when it's over when it's supposed to be. And that's that. I just don't give too much. I try to stay away from negative thinking, you know, and try to just be as positive as possible. Sometimes it's hard, especially in this industry, because sometimes it is it is a little insulting at times, you know, like if you allow it to be, you know, it can be very insulting, you know, hurt your feelings and all that stuff, if you allow it to, you know. So either I can sit and sulk or I can just keep navigating forward. I just choose to navigate.
What do the kids say about you, like, still staying on? Or they don't care?
And it's so funny because my kids, they want to do it themselves. They like filming now. And it's like, sorry, guys. You know? It's just weird. But
they're for you doing it, though, still?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, let's come up with a Cherie show. What do we do? Let's think of it. You're so good at, like, you look at how invested you get in it. Look at that, what you're still doing for it, and you're not even a full time. You kidding?
I don't know. I'm still on the waiting. I'm on, what's the name? Let's talk about this real quick, because I want to, maybe someone listening to this can, might know somebody that's on, what's that dating app where you're on, you have many referrals. What is it? What?
Tinder?
No, not Tinder. It's a one that you need referrals for. I've been on the waiting pattern forever.
Raya.
Are you familiar with Raya?
No. I know Match.com.
No, Raya. R-A-Y-A. It's like a really good dating app. And these people have had me in the wait list forever. And I've had.
What do you mean on the wait list for a dating app?
On the wait list, like they have to approve you.
What?
Yeah. So you get referrals. I've had a couple of referrals and everything, and I've been on the freaking wait list.
You have to get referrals to join a dating app.
Yeah.
You're joking.
It's an exclusive app. It's yeah. But well, it's supposed to be good once you get on.
Well, I was going to say, at least once you like make it. Jeez, how long have you been on the waiting list?
I forgot I was on it. That's how long.
That long? Are you serious?
Recently, and I said, "Oh shit, that's right." And I went. I've probably been on the waiting list for like literally 2 years, and I totally forgot I was on the wait list until like a couple weeks ago, and then, but I didn't have any referrals before. So
recently,
a couple people referred me. I got 2 referrals. And they were like, okay, now you'll get on. You should take a couple of days. And it's been like a couple of weeks and I still haven't gotten it.
What's like the referral? Like, she's so beautiful. She's good in the sack.
They just refer you because they're already in.
Oh, it's people in it already.
Yes.
The members.
Yes, the members. So,
OMG. I've never in my life. That is like, it sounds like you could get a job easier than you can get onto this dating app. And then you just probably pay a shit ton.
I don't know. I haven't even gotten to that part yet.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's see.
First.
We gotta see anybody who's listening. If you know anybody high up
at Raya.
The only Raya I know is the kids' movie on Disney because we watch it. It's like the dragon movie. I don't know dating apps, Therese. I've been out of the game for a while too. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And I don't even do dating apps, but that's the only one I want to do. And that can't even get on.
You know what? Maybe, though, you should try some dating apps. Maybe it's like new blood.
No, I did one for fun. One time I did one and they like knew who I was. And it was not exciting. But this one is exclusive. Ish, and so it's supposed to be better.
You mean Giselle or freaking Robin? Nobody has any like hot studs.
Giselle's single too. She can't help me. Yeah. Robin can't help me because she's married.
We need to find you a man. We need some more vaginal massages taking place. I so wanted to talk to you about that. When I heard it on the show, I was walking away to grab, like, a kid was saying something, and I heard that, and I turned around. And they're like, Mom! I'm like, hold on. No, no, no. You take a back seat right now. I need to listen. to this.
Wait, Jackson, come here.
Oh.
I want you to say hi to Jackson. Say hi.
Hi, Jackson.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. You're so cute. I mean, you're always cute, but like, look at this. Do you know what? Listen, do you know how much I freaking love your mom? Like, insane. Like, I text her all the time. I bother her all the time. For years now. I love your mom.
People saw this guy on a show. I've been getting so many DMs for Jackson. I'm like, I don't even get DMs for me.
I was just telling your mom, we got to find her a man. How do we do this? And not on some exclusive bullshit site where you need 18 references and like the drop of your blood and your social security number and a lock of your hair.
Somebody told me I need a matchmaker.
Yo, why don't you try that? Do you want your mom, Jackson, do you want your mom like, to find a new man?
Whatever makes her happy.
There you go.
Look at this. Oh, and would you like be down if she got remarried?
If that's what makes her happy.
I love you guys so much. Oh my God. Jackson, you're so sweet. I'm so happy that I got to see you. I heard you were working out and you were not allowing your mom to set up her shop in the champagne room.
I didn't know she had something to do, so I was just
it's only me. She can set up in like a treehouse and I'd be down. Like Jackson, it's so nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Thanks for taking such good care of your mom.
All right.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, are you leaving?
No.
Oh, all right, okay. Go. I'm taking up all your time.
No, I'm good.
I freaking love you. I think you're so dope. And you know what? I've obviously loved you forever. And since we like started talking and became friends and all that, but now honestly, just hearing some of these things that I didn't know about,
I love you even more.
I love you even more.
I thought I've spilled my heart to you by now.
I didn't know all some of this. I thought I knew a good show.
Sometimes I'll be like, I think I've said too much. Like, she's going to think I'm crazy. Like,
oh, yeah, me. I'm going to think someone's crazy. I'm like the definition of loud, annoying, and crazy. Like, you're coming to the right place for all that, Charisse, okay? That's probably why we do get along so well. I need to come out there and visit you.
Yes. Now the weather's finally getting nice. Snow is gone.
I'm so happy. You were getting hit with a lot of cold. That sucks.
Yeah, it was snowing on Sunday. I'm like, how is it snowing? No. But now it's 70 degrees. It's beautiful. So now we're going to have beautiful weather.
So we're going to find a beautiful man, not in Canada. We'll keep them. But we need one like here with us, like this zip code, like Potomac zip code. Not North Potomac.
But North Potomac is not that bad either, though. North Potomac is actually nice. Actually.
I can't believe how many times on the show I've actually seen like a picture of the county of Potomac and I've seen North Potomac. And the shade, man. The shade. It is. It's another level.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, listen, I love you.
Love you too. And give the kids a hug for me.
I will.